You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
When you're on the journey of life, to fully realize the experience of what that life is, do you need to experience absolutely everything or just the tip?
Oh my God. Well, there we are.
Wow.
So this is Bradley Martin of Screener Squad talking about indie film, Indie Darling, Fully Realized Humans. And with me is Harmony.
Hello. Glad to be here.
Excellent. We also got London.
Yo, yo, yo.
And coming back again, Joshua.
God, I'm always on reviews with you. Hello. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
A budding bromance.
Now, this movie we're talking about is about our two lead characters, Elliot and Tipper.
Oh, my gosh.
Married couple expecting their first baby. 9 months in, they realize... Did they live the lives they wanted before this new addition to their family? And how they explore that is comedic, emotional, and kind of sad. That's what we're going to talk about this movie. London, why don't you open up with the couple? How do you feel about these characters, these actors?
I was so surprised because I... Like, when they first came out, you know, this is, the actors are played by, is Jess Wexler and, Joshua, let's see, what's his name? Joshua Leonard. Mm-hmm. And, I've seen them in stuff, like, little bit parts, but I haven't seen them anything too prominent. And I was kind of, like, skeptical, because I'm like, I don't know, this seems like it's going to be one of those quirky films or whatever. Wow, they have range. Because when people say comedy drama, this is a comedy drama.
Yeah.
You know, they're funny, they're obnoxious, they're annoying, but they're also charming and heartfelt. So, yeah, I was, like I said, that's my, that's what I got.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Harmony, what did you think of the characters in the film?
And I think the wife is Jackie. I think Tipper is her mother. Her mother is Tipper, played by character actress Beth Grant, who I love and recognize everywhere. But for the couple, Jackie and Elliot, they seem like they want to be cool. You know, they want to be good parents, and I think they just kind of get freaked out at their baby shower, and it literally makes them lose their minds.
Now. Are you guys friends like that or have any friends like that, Joshua?
No. Luckily, my friends aren't that terrible. it sounds like everyone else likes this clear more than me. I despise this movie. Like, okay. I hate this movie so fucking much. The more I was sitting there watching it, I went, and there's one scene in particular that I know we'll get to. I went, there's nothing you guys can do to win me back because of this. Scene alone and the very heavy implications that it has that mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, the film does put our two leads into some wacky shenanigans as they are calming down after the party. They start yelling things at each other in a friendly, you know, intimate way, like, what should we do? Oh, let's go skydiving, let's rob a bank, let's run to be a senator and then embezzle all the money, and, you know, just fun, silly things. Me and my spouse have done that as well, actually. Yeah. You know, you do stuff like that with the person you love most. What situation did you like, Harmony? And Joshua, we're going to get to you to find out what the worst one, as you said, was. Harmony, what situation did you like the best first, though?
Oh, guys, like, none of these situations I liked because I felt like they had lost their fucking mind. And but I get it. Like, I'm married. We want to have kids. I get this whole feeling of, well, our parents fucked up. We should probably fix it. You know, that kind of feeling, and that feeling of, you know, I'm held back by all my previous experiences, and I need to figure out who I am in order to move on. But I've only got like 4 weeks to do it now. So I like the concept, kind of how they went about it, though. would not have been what I would have done, probably. I don't know. But
no, same.
I liked it when he went and punched the guy. That was like, you know, him claiming his I'm not even, yeah, not a guy, but I'm
manhood,
just,
I guess.
Manhood or
I couldn't really follow his logic either.
Because he wanted to be a provider and he wanted to, you know, all that stuff. And he just goes and punches his friend, you know. Like you do. And his friend was pissed.
Like you do.
Like you would be. So that I thought that probably made the most sense in this whole movie. And then, you know, all the fallout from everything made sense to me. So.
Oh, great. London, how about you? Any story element you liked good or hated in this movie?
Actually, funny enough, what I really didn't like was the punching scene. I had an issue with that because I believe firmly in toxic masculinity. I do think there's problems in that. Mm-hmm. And I think the film touches on a little bit, but then that punching scene is kind of counterintuitive to that message. So have an issue with that logic. But then if you look at it within the grand scheme of the whole movie, it makes sense because that is not supposed to be, well, from what I read it, it's not supposed to be beneficial.
No.
They're kind of in this decline at that point. And then I won't get into too much of the spoilers, but my favorite part was, I'm not going to say too much, there was a confrontation scene, and it starts out kind of calm and subtle, but then it ramps up and becomes more intense, and it feels, that scene felt the most genuine. Like, because we've been talking about other scenes, like the punching scene seemed goofy. The party scene seemed goofy. Like, you know, hey, what do you do with the kid? Oh, you should do this. You know, actually, you know, I think the kids should leave with you. They can die. They could totally die. You know, your kids might die. You probably will die because you're a failure. You're an idiot. You're a loser. You should probably have the abortion right now. You know, like you know, people don't do that. Like, at a party at a baby shower is like, you know, you're probably a failure. Why do you even have a kid? What's wrong with you? You're like, basically, that's what they were saying. So,
and I think the line is like, who talks about crib death at a baby shower?
Yeah.
No, and unfortunately, I'm kind of that person, like, not on purpose, but like, absolutely.
They all had mimosas.
Like, you know, oh, I really love this actress. Oh, you want to hear how horribly they died? Well, let me tell you, that's the type of person I am. And it's not because I'm like trying to make things horrible or anything like that. It's just because I have so much random knowledge that I just have to get it out. So I think that's what was happening there. So I kind of see how that happened. And then I'm sure the person who, I think it was the guy who ended up getting punched, who was kind of talking about that or whatever, or talking about, you know, fucking it up and everything like that, that he, I'm sure he felt bad, and then he gets punched later. So, I mean, it all made sense to me.
No, but he ended it the way that I've heard a lot of awkward sentences about child rearing end.
Right.
When he says, but you guys will do great, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, and you're a dad, so like,
yeah.
So what did this bring up for you, Brad?
Well, people think I'm a super dad.
Oh no!
And honestly, to get super dad status, you barely have to do anything at all.
Right.
Not gonna lie, not that it's a secret that we're all keeping. But yeah, I've heard a lot of the weird talk that was going on at the baby shower, so I thought it was a pretty funny scene. Mm-hmm. But Joshua, why don't you take this can of gas and burn the whole review down? Why'd you hate the movie?
Cool. All right. So where to start? This couple is so incredibly unlikable. I was sitting there the whole time. I was blanking on what movie it was reminding me of. It was reminding me of that terrible Vince Vaughn, Jennifer Aniston dramedy.
The Breakup?
The Breakup,
I was sitting there thinking about it. I was like, I'm watching an indie version of The Breakup. It's like, oh, these two they're shitty people, but they're shitty together. So it's cute, right? But it's not funny enough to be even something like Married with Children, where they're terrible people, but they take digs at each other and it's endearing. Because the problem is, I think this would have worked a lot better if the wife wasn't pregnant. Because first off, at the baby shower, the friends, while admittedly being horribly shitty, talking about crib death and, you know, oh, you know, it just, like, splits you wide open. I'm sitting there watching it going, shut up! Why are you guys saying all this right now? But even when they're bringing up crib death and all these other things, it's very clear that the parents are just not prepared for this baby whatsoever. Like, they haven't done any research, haven't read a baby book, and I'm sitting there going, okay, you're terrible parents, and this is a site... type of kid who doesn't grow up with parental affection and goes and shoots up a school. Like, those are going to be the parents you're going to be. Wow. Because they're being horrible before the baby's even here. That's number one. Number two, the scene I was referring to in question, the wife and they have this very bullshit discussion about, you know, like, I need to evolve. I need to feel like I'm in control. And he's laying out, they're talking about sex and everything, and so she goes, oh, well, I want to peg you. Like, very nonchalant, by the way. He's like, oh, I'm just going to throw this out here randomly in conversation. And so they go to the sex shop, and the husband is so unclearly comfortable with this. Mm-hmm. It's really mind-boggling. Like, he's doing everything besides running for the door, and she just keeps pushing along with it, like, oh, I don't care. Which makes her a shitty partner, the fact that she sees her partner that uncomfortable and goes, oh, I'm fine. And then the movie has the gall to go ahead and imply that only it ties him being pegged and him kind not liking it to his father. He used to always call him the F word that I will not use. Mm-hmm. In reference to So they pull this bullshit about him being tied into that, but that he kind of thanks his wife for doing it because it helped him have that discovery. And I went, wow, movie, the balls on you to put that out there and say, yep, this is how it is. I was flabbergasted. And that's only around 30 minutes in. So the next 55 minutes, I was sitting here watching the movie going, I hate you. I hate that you put that out there and that mm-hmm. no one calls him on that. And that scene that they have with their parents, while a good scene at points, it pretty much just lets the parents off the hook. It's like, oh, things were different back then. Yeah, I used to hit you all the time, but I got it from my dad, so I have to just pass the beatings along.
Well,
it's
no,
like,
oh. He never hit his kid. He scared his kid all the time, as if the hit was coming, and it never did. The psychological abuse was there, but the physical abuse never came.
But
it's still abuse. Oh, yeah, I see that.
Yeah,
abuse is abuse. And that's... I thought the most interesting point about the film is, what is a cycle of abuse and how is it broken down? Can it be broken down immediately or does it take time? A very sad and very poignant discussion, of course. And I agree with you, whether the film succeeds at making that discussion, I honestly couldn't say for sure. I've never really had that discussion myself.
It took I thought would be a much funnier premise. Mm-hmm. And made it super uncomfortable, you know, like kind of like starting at that point when they're talking about pegging and whatever. And then like I just kind of thought the part with him like punching the guy was funny. But like the whole thing was this like uncomfortable situation after uncomfortable situation. And they're like having this conversation with their doula. And, you know, she's obviously
the
horrified.
Only responsible.
Yeah.
The doula is the only responsible character in the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the only one who's like, no, I never said for you to go out and do that. And, you know, it's like, yeah. The only one who calls them on their shit. Even the guy who gets punched is like, yeah, this is a shitty thing for you to do. You need to leave, you know. And but it's like, yeah, I'll probably forgive you. You know, that kind of thing. And it was kind of a wholly uncomfortable movie.
I wanted
it to be funnier. And I was, I'm super glad that it was only like about 75 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. Lead that into your final thoughts, Harmony.
Well, if you're interested in seeing like a full frontal picture of a scene of somebody going into the porn shop, this movie is definitely for you because that is there. it was, you know, a picture of one of the boxes that was in there. I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's there now. like I said, I wanted to be funnier. It's not. I kind of don't get how it's getting so much indie film traction, or maybe somebody just told me that and I have no idea. But this movie, it has, like I said, has Beth Grant in it as Jackie's mom. And I'm like, oh, I know her. And that was like it. For this movie, yeah, like I said, there was just a lot of uncomfortable moments. I just kind of felt, you know, when a guy gets punches his friend for like really no reason is funny to me because I'm that type of person, I guess. But other than that, yeah, wasn't super thrilled with it. I think I'm going to give it maybe like a 4 out of 10 awkward conversations with doulas.
All right. Yeah. London, final thoughts.
Huh, that's so surprising. I like this probably more than everyone here. Yeah, so the thing is, when I went into it in the beginning, it really did seem like these were unlikable characters. And what these situations were uncomfortable. And their whole journey was kind of an inverse of what usually these indie films are, which is about personal self-discovery in a positive way. But in the beginning, it actually turned out to be negative. And it didn't take until much later where there might have been some form of realization. And what I liked about this movie was that it was a slice of life film. It portrayed a bigger aspect of I think, like liberalism in a way, where under the veneer of civility, there's a lot of times pain. And so they came off as very nice, friendly, really cool people, but, you know, shallow and superficial at times, but there was still this underlying pain and misery there. And that was in all of that branch lashing out was kind of them really not digging deep into it. So, like I said, that's one of the things I think I really liked about the movie, was it kind of had a bigger message than what it seemed to be. So, like I said, I liked the performances. There was some editing or some direction that was a little odd. Like, there was a slow motion scene that was out of nowhere. I don't know why they did that. Like I said, I liked the performances. I thought the dialogue was very conversational. It seemed very genuine and real. Like, I know, Josh, we disagree on the confrontation scene, but I think it seemed real. Like, this is kind of like, this is something where this is like the first in a series of conversations you would have with someone. Like, this doesn't seem like, oh, everything's resolved all at once. No, this is probably what really would happen. Like, you might seem like it's resolved, but not really. You're probably gonna still have issues down the road. So, you know, that's what I said. I think I liked it because it just seemed honest. So I'm actually gonna give this 7.5 punches in the face out of 10.
All right. And Joshua.
You know, like, you're just about, the punch doesn't land just right, like, that hard. It's like, you kind of graze the person.
Like,
yeah,
a
like
tap.
A tap, you know, it's like a quick little jab.
Yeah, gotcha. You know.
I like that. That's
well, good. He knows how to take a punch. He rolls with the punch. Yeah. So, Joshua, final thoughts.
Yeah, this movie blows. I despise this film. The more I was, pretty much after the pegging scene, I went, oh, cool, this is where the floor is this bullshit. I did like the scene with the parents, but until the very end part of it where they pretty much end up with a punchline, I went, why won't you get out of your own way and let this be good when you have something? I did like the fight-ish, the kind of the fight with the parents. I enjoyed the scene where they're kind of out on town, mm-hmm. and they're like at the park and like at the strip club or like randomly and all that. I thought that scene was actually well shot, but that's only about 7 minutes out of, you know, this 70 plus minute movie that I was so irritated by. I'll give the director and cinematographer credit again for some of that night scene stuff, but yeah, I really, really did not enjoy this. So I'll give this 2.5 babies that should have been aborted, because it would be better than growing up with these two people's parents.
Oh my god!
Sorry, you were at the baby shower.
Sorry.
Okay.
You're one of the friends at the baby shower. Like,
yeah, I hate this movie. Like, I really despise this movie.
You're not invited to the baby shower.
It was like, you should abort the child. No. You should abort yourself.
No, I feel that.
No.
You know, I put more thought into that than the writer did the script. So you know what? Yep.
He's killing this review. Well, I love your honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I agree with a lot of you. Thought the dialogue was very genuine. Mm-hmm. I thought the conversations this could bring up very cool. And yeah, people seem to be really upset about the pegging, but come on, Deadpool's into it, and everybody loves that guy. It's not a big deal.
Are you really trying to compare this to Deadpool?
Yeah, like, is that the road you're going?
At least that scene, you know, don't kink shame this couple, man.
Oh, no, go, good grief.
So I'll say I'm going to do a deep cut coupling review for our British friends. I'm giving this 6 inches out of 12 on a Junior Patrick. All right. So until the next one, hopefully we disagree again, because that was a lot of fun.
I'm okay with all of you being wrong. That's fine, too.